Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi being learned live from Yerushalayim Hillel Zilmal Mevaseret, and this is the last live Yomi for Bein Hazmanim, but Yomi never stops. Yomi keeps going. Next Sunday, Monday, there'll be Yomi. It might be Yomi from the archives. It might be Yomi live from RBS. But live from Yerushalayim Hillel Zilmal Mevaseret won't be for another month, a little over a month. But Yomi will continue, so stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Abet channel. Yeah, bad time. And here we go. Siman Shin Bayis. Sif Tes. Now before we start Sif Tes, there is a very smooth intro that the Chafetz Chaim gives us. In a certain sense, he could have given it to us in the beginning of the Siman, since we started a lot of the halachas of Libun and Kibus. But I guess he feels it's the most relevant here, and who am I to question the pedagogic skills of the Chafetz Chaim, who put together this most unbelievable work that no doubt took some Ruach HaKodesh. Here we go. So before we start Sif Tes, look at the Sif Katan Lamed Tes. Then we'll come back to Sif Tes. Sif Katan Lamed Tes, Mutter. Hinei Kedei Levayer Es Divrei Elu Hashnei Seifim. In order to understand the next two Seifim, Tzarech Lahakdim Hakdoma Ktana. I have to go ahead and give the following small little intro. Vizuhi. And this is it. Aleph. One. Hamalabein hu me avos malachos. Malabein is one of the avos malachos, bleaching, whitening, cleansing, whatever you want to call it, the actual materials, the raw materials, or from the avos malachos. The libun shayach, and libun, this amalacha of libun is shayach, whether you're dealing with the materials of tsemer, or pishtan, or linen, wool or linen. Uvechol shar minei, all other types of items that one cleanses. The libun mikri dover shederech hatsemer vaapishdan, and libun is basically called any time where the tsemer itself, the wool or the pishdan, it's the derech of that lehislabein al yedezeh, where it gets whitened or cleansed or purified based on the process. Umashenoagin shemaniach chatichas pishdan. And that which people are noyeg to do, where they take a piece, they take a slab of linen, la'achar arigosoi, after it's been woven, and they put it b'chama, they put it out in the sun, v'zorek alav mayim, and they pour some water on it in the sun, k'desha t'slabein, in order to brighten. Gamzeh hu b'chlal malabein. That too is, okay, part of the whitening process. In fact, that's, sometimes when I get a bad stain in my white shirts, so you let it hang out after it's put in the washing machine, put in the dryer for a little while, it's still a little wet and damp, you put it out in the sun. So just putting water on a baguette and putting it out in the sun, that would be libun. B'shiyuro, and what is the shear of libun? How much do you have to do to be chayiv? B'chut shehu aroch arbatfach. One thread. Right, one wool thread or wool or linen thread that has the length of arba tvachim, four tvachim long. If you go ahead and you are malabin it, you cleanse it, it'll be chayiv. Beis. So that was intro one. One was what malabin was. Beis. Hamechabes begadim. What happens after the begadim have been processed and made into a beged, you launder it. That's havi toldos malabein. That is the tolda of malabein. V'chayiv and yichayiv. V'chein hasochtan. What's another tolda of malabein? Squeezing out liquid. Shaschita kein mitzarchei kibusu. Squeezing it out is also part of kibus. You ever put it on the spin cycle? What do you think the spin cycle does? It squeezes out the water. That's part of the kibus process. Vuadin the kibus shayach, and you know what? Don't kid yourself. Kibus is also applies ba'oros. It even applies to skins and leather. Harachin. Right? If you have soft leather also you have kibus too. You could be over laundering with soft leather. The yesh omen, and there are some that actually say af bekashin. Even in hard leather, there can be kibus, according to some. Ach yesh chiluk bein oros lebeged. However, there's a fundamental difference between leather and garments. Right? What's the difference between leather and garments? The be'oros, when you're dealing with leather, let's say shoes, right? Lo mikri chibus, achi yekibus gomor. You're not going to be over for chibus unless it's mamish, the laundering process, with you scrub a dub dub dub. Okay? Ube begadim, however, by begadim, kaimalon is a principle when it comes to garments such as wool and linen. Kaimalon de shriyasan bimayim zuhi kibusan. We hold that when it comes to garments, just soaking it in water or rinsing it through the rinse cycle will also be, okay, will be considered kibus. Bechayiv mishum mechabes. And he says, you're actually chayiv for kibus just when you soak the garment. Lo shna bebegadim levanim velo shna tzvum. It doesn't make a difference if it's a white garment or a colored garment. So that's beis. Gimel. V'inei b'had kaimalon. And also, this principle where we say, shriyasan hu kibusan, yesh deos baposkim. Once we talk about this principle that exists by garments, that soaking or rinsing is the equivalent of laundering, there are different deos in the poskim. Yesh omen, the dafka kishyesh eda dabar lichluch al beged. There are those that say that the only time we say that soaking is the equivalent of real kibus, real laundering, is if there is some type of dirt on the beged, the hashriya mavir lichluch, and the shriya gets rid of that dirt on the beged. Avalam ein sham lichluch, but if there is no real dirt, afilu hushchar machlas avisha, and even if it just all it has is what, even if it does have a darkening, it gets a little dirt, gets a little, not dirt on it, but it gets a little blackened when you wear, you know, you wear your white shirt for 3 days, it get a little blackened, but there's no real dirt on it. Even that, lo mikri kibus al yidei shriya levad. There's no real dirt on it, even if the garment even blackens a little bit. According to this first opinion, the shriya alone is not considered kibus. Im lo shemechabson mamish, unless you actually, with a shirt like that, unless you actually mamish launder it, where you be rubbing it, okay? Osha sochet as meimayan, or you actually squeeze out the water from the beged. So it comes out, according to the first opinion, that the only time on a beged that's not, doesn't have dirt on it, real dirt on it, the only time you have kibus is if it's mamish kibus, whether you're going through a mamish laundering or even a squeezing out of the water process, but the stam soaking will not be schita. However, he says, umikol makom asur l'shrosan midrabanan. Even according to this opinion, to actually, okay, soak them where the water gets into it, it's an usur based on a gzeira, shema yavol l'schita. Maybe you'll come to do schita. So even though a garment without any dirt on it, if you soak it, you're not mamish over kibus. There's still a gzeira mishum schita, because schita does apply to a garment even if there's no dirt on it. So you'll have a gzeira mishum schita. Okay. The yesh omrim. There are others, however, that argue that afilu ein aleihem lichluch klal. According to the second opinion, even if there's no lichluch, don't worry. Even if there's no lichluch, even if there's no dirt at all, Arminan de Shriyasa nu kibus. We say that the Shriya is considered like kibus, according to his opinion. Ach, kol zed dafke im hu derech kibus. But even here there's a condition. It has to be derech kibus. Aval im hu derech lichluch. However, if it's derech lichluch, where the liquid is going to actually dirty up the clean garment, okay? Kigon shenatal yadav b'mayim. For example, a person goes in and washes his hands. Umekanchen b'map, and he dries his hands in a towel. Afilu maya mayim tfuchim harbe ayadav. And even if his hands were very wet, v'ayidei kinucho hutfach hamapa, and by drying him his hands, the towel will get pretty wet. Afilu achi lo shayach bezeh shriyaso hi kibuso. Even so, you will not have this concern of shriyaso hi kibuso. The derech lichluchu. So according to this opinion, when it's derech lichluch, If you're dealing with a clean garment, so it's like you're drying your hands after you washed it. So now you're not doing it to clean the baguette, you're just putting water. You're drying your hands that were dirty on it. That's derech lichluch. That would be okay, even according to the opinion that holds shriyaso, soaking is like kibbutz. Because soaking is like kibbutz, right? Even on a clean garment, according to this opinion, is only when it's derech kibbutz, not derech lichluch. And this would be derech lichluch when you're, for example, drying your hands after you wash them on a towel. And finally, you have yesh machmir and od. There are those that are machmir a step further. Shem hayu amayim merubin, that if there'd be a lot of water, let's say, on your hands. Afilu kishahu derech lichluch. Even if when you get an owl, right? Let's say dry your hands in the towel, but there's a ton of water on your hands. We're still going to, right? We'd still say, shriyaso hu kibuso. We'd still say that soaking would be kibus, even if we're talking about a garment that had no lichana from the start. Valkein heim sovrim. The kishanotel yadav. Verotza lenagvan b'mapa. Therefore, this opinion holds that when you go ahead and wash your hands and you want to dry them in a towel, you know what you should do? There are people that who know halacha are very makbid on this. If you have a lot of water on your hands on Shabbos before you dry it, on a clean towel, yira lenar yadav, you should shake off the excess water from your hands. Ad sheyishar yishayar aleihem rak mat naim, so only have a little bit of water on your hands, and then as mutar, then it will be mutar, because even according to any of these shitas of shriyaso, okay, zuhi kibuso, that's only if it's, even according to this opinion, if it was derech lichluch, the only time we'd say shriyaso hi kibuso if it's of a significant amount of water soaked into it. Otherwise, it's not viewed as shriyaso zuhi kivoso on a non-dirtied up garment. Now he says, now we're going to explain the actual sifrim. So let's look inside. Test. Mutter l'tein mayim agave minol l'shachshecho. It's mutter to go ahead and put water on a shoe to rinse off the shoe. Look at Mishnah Brura, l'sifkat on mem l'shachshecho. Rotzo lomar, k'sheyesh al minol ezeh davar lichluch. When you have on a shoe some dirt, no say l'av mayim ad sheyichle al lichluch. You put water on it until you get rid of the dirt. This is what you call shichshuch, otherwise known as rinsing. So you could rinse off a shoe, a leather shoe, aval lechabso, but to actually do on leather real kibus, real laundering of it, which means what? Dayu shem eshavshev, where you scrub the shoe, right? Eshavshev sido, you scrub the sides, zeh al zeh, of the shoe, one on the other, aser, that's going to be aser. To go ahead and to rub the shoes together, rub a dub dub dub. Look at he says here, Mishnah Brura Sifka on the Malaf, Kiderech HaMechabsin. Okay, like the, you rub it side by side, like the launderers do. And you name a lashon Zem Mashma, he says, from this lashon, you know what it sounds like? The Stam Kibus Biminal Afilu Isura Leka. Sounds like regular kibus. Because what does it say? Shemeshav Sheif, that's Kiderech HaMechabsin. That's like super duper kibus. That's like the way the launderer is, the cleanest service is doing. That's the only time it's going to be us and derabanan. But a regular shtickle kibus, even a yisura leka. However, Mr. Brewer takes issue with this. He says, "Ayim be'alacha shabiyanu." No, the mashma midas harbei poiskim. It's mashma according to many poiskim. The yisura ika afilu bekibus bi'alma. That there is an iser on in washing, cleaning your shoes. Even if it's a regular light, right, light wash, ve'eino mutter rak b'shichshuch b'vad. The only thing that's going to be mutter is a regular rinse. So according to these poskim, your shoes, you can't do any type of scrubbing or anything like that. Okay, the only thing you can do is rinse off the dirt. And that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Brura, that any real cleansing action on your shoes will be a problem. Ach, however, he says, b'chliyetz, what happens if you have wooden kalim that you cleanse? Are we saying anything against? It says, L'kulei alma ein bo shum chshash kibus. According to everyone, there is no chshash at all of kibus, because that for sure is not an item that is laundered. Wood kelim. Vayein, he says, Mashakasabnu l'kame b'sif nunalis. Now, a big shaila that they have in the poskim regarding synthetic materials and things like that. Is there kibus? Is there kibus by, and a big shaila they have is, let's say, gloves that people wear, right, to, when they wash. Like the gloves, these like, you know, rubbery gloves or the decent type of gloves that they wear when they, kitchen gloves to wash. So most hold that, you know, it's okay, directly cleaning of the dishes, although there's some that are machmir, but for sure you shouldn't just go ahead stam and just like clean off the gloves, like stam clean it. Again, this is big shadows in the paiskin. Then he goes weiter, sifkat membeis, aser, v'chiyuva nami ika. He says, there'll be actually a chiyuv. If you actually go ahead and do a real kibus kederech hamechapsim, a real laundering service on your shoes, there'll actually be a chiyuv dairaisa. The kibus shayach af boris, because real kibus is shayach even by leather. It just has to be real kibus. And we don't say shriyaso zui kiboso by leather, but once you're in some type of kibus, okay, and if it's a real full-blown kibbutz kederach hamechapsim, you'll be chayiv.
Then we're walking by like a house that has a sprinkler zone,
so then that lechayiv could just be like a rinse, okay, and then that would be okay. If it's just like a rinse, okay. Sif katan mem gimel. Oh, sorry. About beged sheyesh alav lichluch. Now we were talking now about what? About leather, about shoes. But what about regular garments like tzemer, wool, and linen garments? Sheyesh alav lichluch that has some type of dirt on it. Aser afilu l'shachshecha. It has some type of dirt on it. It's aser even to do what? Even to rinse it. The zehu kibuso. Because rinsing, soaking is all considered cleaning. So if you have a dirty beged and aser with water, you rinse it with water, it's aser. Look what he says. Lichluch mem gimel, afilu rok ba'alma. Even if someone spits on your shirt and you pour some water on it, it's going to be aser l'shachshecha, even to rinse it. Perush aser l'tei lav mayim klal. Can't put any water on it. Someone says they spit, someone puts dirt on your shirt. Someone chucks a little chult on you, sprays on you, spits on you, messes up your shirt on Shabbos. Afilu muratim, you can't put water on it. The zehu kibuso sifkan mem hay. That's its kibus. Rotsalomar. Beged shriyaso zehu kibuso. By a beged, that's its kibus. It's going to be chayiv for that. Scary, right? People do it all the time. They don't know this halacha. People get their shirt dirty and they put water on it. It's mamish malacha daraisa. Masha'en kein minal. As opposed to a shoe, achter shayach bo kibus, even though you can have real kibus, become a shom shriyasan. Stam rinsing it and soaking ain zeh kibusan. Elohim kein mechabes mamish. Unless you do mamish kibus. Again, do you need kibus of the professional launderers or just like scrubbing? From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like even scrubbing would be usher, at least mitzvah rabbanan. But from the Mishnah Berurah, you need a real cleansing, professional cleansing of the shoe for it to be usher, even mitzvah rabbanan. But again, the Mishnah Berurah usher is any type of real scrubbing or anything like that of the shoes. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do if you have a little bit of, let's say, spit on your shirt, a little bit of chalk? All you can do is just like take a little rag and without scrubbing or anything like that, just like rub it off very gently. Very gently. But you can't take out any of the stuff that already gets inside it, because then it's like you're very like dust, remember? Dust, you can't shake out dust even. Pen yiskot, because maybe you'll squeeze out the dirt that got into your clothes. So you can't go ahead and clean it off with a rag in any type of strong fashion. Finally, here's the big one. Ubeged she'ain alav lichluch. This is what he was referring to in his intro. A beged that has no lichluch, mutter, that is going to be permissible. Latet alav mayim mirutim velo merubim. It's going to be permissible to put on water, a little water, but not a lot of water. Below merubim. Why? Shema yischol. Of course, maybe you'll go ahead and you will squeeze it out. Yesh osrim b'cholinyin. But there are those that aser no matter what. Even if there is no lichluch, there's an issur. These are the different opinions that were discussed in the intro, but we will start from the Mishnah Berurah, is from the Ramah again on Sunday. Sunday is going to be a very short one. Of course, we already basically did Sunday, so we'll do a little bit on Sunday. That's the equivalent of half of Monday. So a lot of Sunday, Monday will be shortened versions. But we're way ahead of the game, my friends, for Yom Liyam.